So you're with Daniel Craig again. How's that working out?
Well, I mean, as I said in the press conference, we don't have any scene at all, and the movie together. So
you don't really feel you're with Daniel Craig? You are together again?
No, not at all. I mean, we see each other off set, and it's nice to know somebody. Those parts are very, very, very different.
Could you be going back for a second Bond movie with him?
Well, I still don't know.
No? I thought that was all set up.
You're wearing a very beautiful costume, so that you think that, when you wear the costumes, you really transform into your role easily. What do you think?
Costumes, you mean in
the... In this film.
I only have one costume, because she never...
Oh, really?
I know. I don't know how she washes or anything like that. But
yeah.
she has one costume, quite ethereal, quite flowing and airy.
Yeah.
And through Aphelite, actually, the costume designer got inspired by like Waterhouse paintings.
Oh, that's very beautiful.
It's very easy. I feel very earthy, when I'm wearing this costume.
And the pressure is taking off, and the size of the movies you're in is growing bigger and bigger. The last time I saw you for Bond, you were saying that you were trying to share between big movies and little independent movies. Are you managing to do that, or these big productions are so overwhelming?
I mean, it's difficult to have a plan and to go, I want to work with, Fernando Morales, whatever, or I want to do that, it depends on what you get on the table. But what I'm going to do an independent movie next in July.
In France or
in London?
In London.
But, this character was great. It's great to be part of this, incredible adventure.
And your French career is between records for the moment.
I would like to see good scripts, but I haven't.
Last time I met you, that was pre-Bond, now post-Bond. What has changed for you? Do you see any difference in the way that you're conceived? Is it always like Eva with one girl dream?
I'm sure some people I'm a Bond girl, but actually it's did me a lot of good. It's we live in a world where publicity is very important. It's good to be on the cover of something. Sadly, it works like that. So it's people want me for the movies. So that's good. I don't have to audition a lot.
If you have to choose an animal for your soul, which would it be?
A poodle. Yeah.
Like a poodle, so.
Do you think so? Yeah. A bit of a slight poodle.
No.
They're very good. That's pretty cool. Do you have a pet? Do you have a pet dog?
Do I have a pet?
Yes.
I have a border terrier. A Scottish dog. Uh-huh. A monkey.
I was wondering in the film whether we get a sense of the disparity between Serafina's age and her appearance. Is that in the film too? The fact that the witch
is... She's 300 years old.
Yeah. Did that factor into how you played her at all?
Yes, I mean, she's very wise. And you see this love story with Father Corrin, she used to be in love with that man 50 years ago. And they had to separate for a certain reason, and suddenly she sees him again. It's very moving. It's very painful for both of them, because he's 80 something, and she looks like she's 20 years old. And they know they can't be together. Not only because of the age, but she has to. She belongs to the north, and she has to live with the other witches, and she's the queen, she has to rule, she can't be with him. Quite moving and painful.
How long did it take you to learn how to fight?
Oh god, I have like two sessions a week for a month.
Four months.
Yeah. And practically, what did you have to learn?
To land, I had to learn the worst thing. Like, because I hate flying, so like imagining I'm going to crash or something. You know, each time I was like screaming. But I got over it. It was good because I'm not very physical, and I just learned to be more centered and more focused. And I tried to think of myself as a playing, you know. So it's quite weird because you really have to do it to understand. Otherwise, I had to learn your fight, which was quite cool, and to fire arrows. Fire arrows.
What do you think about that, you know, in general fantasy stories, very often based in England, so that's it. Yeah. But do you have any nice material, nice stories, should it be based in France or in French, you know, fantasy stories, should it be make as a film in your mind?
I've never been a big fantasy fan, so I don't really know all the books, and I don't know, French.
Any precise?
I don't know French.
Really? You didn't know anybody?
No.
You didn't read
it? I would like to produce French fairy tales called Les Contes de la Rue Broca.
Les Contes de la Rue Broca?
De la Rue Broca.
De la
De la Rue Broca, Pierre Barry. It's completely absurd. It's on another level, I don't know why I'm watching
that. Vous voulez écrire le titre?
Maybe I'll.
If you've never worked in a film with this much special effects and green screens and things before, have you or have you?
First green screen, bit from Bond.
Do you enjoy that? Or do you say you're not a very physical person? Does that make it more difficult for you to
green
do that,
screen?
That kind of acting with, you know, there's nothing there and you have to stand
it's something. Not the most pleasant thing. I mean, it's quite bright in its color. It's like being on the moon. I mean, on another planet. It's quite. But, you know, I had to act with a human being, so it was okay.
How did you get along with them? Best time
oh, she's very sweet, very, and it was very easy for me because my character was quite maternal,
yeah.
And I felt I was trying to put myself in her place. And oh my God, it's a big role. I got for her, you know. So I was really trying to make her feel comfortable. And she's very instinctive, very professional, and she loves what she does. And
it
went really well, yeah.
How do you feel to be creating a maternal character? Because it seems to be very different from the other characters you have.
The Kingdom of Heaven, I don't know if you saw the longer version, I had the character Bella had a son. And I don't want any baby voice. I'm still a little baby. But it's always very beautiful. It depends on what it's about, but I don't know. I like it. I can't explain that.
Your ring is a spell.
Yes.
So is it are you still in character then as a witch?
Oh no. No. It helps me to talk. Very shy. Yeah.
How is this for you? Going, I mean, Cannes is a real pressure cooker for interviews and publicity and things. Do you have a hard way?
Yes, it's actually less intense than the bomb thing. We have, we started today at 1 and like 5:30, so it's still okay. It's not like the worst are. Made what do you call that? Press junket to TV, you know, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, you have 70 TVs. It's like, oh, no, you can't think. But,
wait till December.
Sorry?
Wait till December.
Yes. Thank you very much.
So if you don't like auditioning, you know, CAN, press conferences, interviews, also kind of, are you a bit of a shy person? Do you like to be more in background?
yes. I mean, I don't really like. I'm not. I've never been very eloquent. You know, with gore, I was always hugging the walls, or you know, didn't want to, blushing or sweating when somebody was asking me a question. So it's good. I've improved, I think, but quite weird.
Is this harder than doing the movie?
Yes. Yes. A different job.
Did you have any doubt about taking on something that would be a franchise and involve three movies probably? Or presumably you're signed on or you have an option.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a big chunk of your life at this stage. Were you, have you any doubts about that?
I mean, I really hope the movie is going to be very good. I think it's, you know, on the right track, and I don't know, it's such a beautiful, powerful movie, I mean, story, so I haven't seen it, but I'm not scared, no, and it's not all on my shoulders. So.
Do you see it as an allegory from Temporary Times? I mean, this subverting all these dogmas, how carry you?
But, like the magisterium, you mean, or?
Well, yes, yes, I mean, the whole institution of their mother, after all.
I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, and the magisterium, it can be associated with like a communist system, you know, that prevent people from thinking themselves or whatever. But it's this trilogy goes beyond that. It's really about dust. I don't know if you read it, but it's very metaphysical, philosophical, about God. But not in a bad way, you know, people, you know, love, oh my God, it's anti-Christian, or, you know, it's not at all, it's highly spiritual and quite.
For a film that aims to be a trilogy, like this one, did you feel any pressure to like put these issues like not being anti-Christian or not living anti dogma or not being too into today realities on the production, on the actors as well?
I don't know what it's going to be like, but and religion is present, you know, you can't avoid it, it's going to be there, and people are going to be, oh my God, I don't, you don't know, it's a very tricky subject, I think Chris can answer that, I don't want to say something bad, but
thank you.